Thank you, Alan. Thank you for the invite. Love doing this with you. It's a long time we haven't read together.
It is ages, yeah.
So I never write poems as long as Alan's, but I've always admired all that work of his since we first met in 71 in London. I'll read today from a project I set up not that long ago that I'm calling A Riparian Commons Toward the Last Grand Narrative. And the point here is the commons. Here's my definitions of that. The commons is the cultural and natural resources accessible to all members of a society, including the natural materials such as air, water, and the habitable earth. These resources are held in common, not owned privately. Commons can also be understood as natural resources that groups of people, communities, user groups, manage for individual and collective benefit. Characteristically, this involves a variety of informal norms and values, i.e., social practices, employed for a governance mechanism. You can also define commons as a social practice of governing a resource, not by state or market, but by a community of users that self-governs the resource through institutions that it creates ad hoc and that can also disappear when no longer needed. It opened with a kind of preface, a little poem that came into a notebook at one point. Your riparian vision, an elemental nomadism. Double move, also anadromous, catadromous, for mud, stay in mud equals water and earth equals you. Nobody shaped us from, we are, were, came out of, go back to only slime. I mean, time will divide the earth from the water, the elements of us, the mud, the must. So that was a loose note I found in a notebook as I was beginning to think of this Commons poem, and I thought it fitted as the intro. The poem itself is an ongoing work of multiple strains, sequences that will be woven, braided into a poem rope. Some of those strains have already appeared partly in previous books, such as some of the commentaries, some of the words of Urogu, and a sequence called writing slash reading. Or the one I'll start from today, an Aleph Ba. While others are still in a state of first composition or decomposition, as the case may be, such as Inanna's Maze, those are 40 poems based on attributes of the Sumerian goddess via her poet, priestess, Anidwana. Now, Robert Duncan's sense of grand collage is kind of very active in my thinking of this idea of having different sequences that are linked. First to do so was the Aleph, for which Allah meant the Aleph to be the first letter of his name and of the alphabet. So here's the section, Aleph. Adam is said to have written a number of books 3 centuries before his death. After the flood, each people discovered the book that was destined for it. The legend describes a dialogue between the prophet Muhammad and one of his followers who asks, "By what sign is a prophet distinguished?" "By a revealed book," replied the prophet. "O prophet, what book was revealed to Adam?" "A, B," and the prophet recited the alphabet. "How many letters?" "29 letters." "But, O prophet, you have counted only 28. Muhammad grew angry and his eyes became red. "O Prophet, does this number include the letter Alif and the letter Lam?" "Lam Alif is a single letter. He who shall not believe in the number of 29 letters shall be cast into hell for all eternity." Alif 1. And Alif has many seats under which he is silent, though you cannot call it suffering. Suffering rhymes with zero, at least initially. A sweet round perfection, as we like to draw it, doodling one into the other, newspaper margins, and the black and white middle 50s at Madame Cavaiotti's, where I wrote or learned to daily at 5 p.m., whose husband told me that in the last war, which wasn't the last at all, he had been forced to drink his piss from his boot in the desert of Libya, his wife linking zeros, rounds in the margins of the daily Vought newspaper, making writing a chain of nothingness that is something and that is our fate und Fluch. That we have to do something, even to achieve the nothing, even if only we doodle ourselves through life while talking on the phone to someone doodling elsewhere, while all we mumble are sweet nothings, chains of linked zeros. Yet, step back and focus shifts, a shape emerges from the space created by the two circles' intersections, mandorla, wherein stands the shape of Ceylan's eye, of the fruit of the almond tree. There stood, maybe, the names of the six kings of Madian make up the letters of the Arabic alphabet. The nothing, where does it stand? It stands outside the almond. It stands in the shells of the saffron, the zero crescents above and below. Human curl, you'll not turn gray. Empty almond, royal blue. Fall away as the almond looms, yet remain as links of a chain, isthmus claws. So mandorla to mandorla. To what a place that must be, a something at least to be in. And if that nothingness was the Hamza, a sort of zag without a zig, a future breath half taken now, with always something more solid, important, coming right behind it, a kind of fishing hook, which puts an odd occasion on this table. A fishing hook equals a future breath. Here lie the roots of another surrealism yet to come, when we find the zig goes with the orphaned zag. So that's the first letter, and I'm very happy that Jerry Rothenberg picked that one to put into his final anthology, The Serpent and the Fire, which just came out. So that one has been published in that way. The second letter of the Arabic alphabet is B, Ba, a homophone for house. Where there is a fishing hook, there is bait. As big as a house we can all live in. The fish swim through it. This is needed now, for the sun is going down. Maybe it was scared by the cannon shot just heard, or maybe the cannon shot was to announce the setting of the sun. It is strange how cause and effect can exchange places, as if this all was an old, old dance we are in, where without reason we have to change partners. I don't know, and don't trust those who do say they know. And yet I'm sure of something. Both cannon sound and sun set tell the same tale. The people can break their fast, go into their houses, and find something to eat. And should the larder be empty, we can always eat the bait. The next one is the letter T, ta. Pour, for, fur, Habib Tangour. Some of this will be in French, so. Had been looking elsewhere for my friends, scouring my evolving alphabeta. Oui, je ne suis qu'un abjadi and homot inon jim, but that too close to home. As Lady N wondered where I was, wandering off to in the distance, I turned my pen around and spurred it on and into a dream en français, where titubant dans les langues, je m'accroche, I hang on to two T's, tarafa and tangour. C'était once upon a time, on boit et chante, we sing and we drink, dans le bar du soir, trois amis, friend Mir, pas d'exception. The archaisms flower. Tarafa sing songs in German. Du Land für sonst die purpur Traube gern dem besten Volk gewuchs. That's a Hölderlin poem. You interrupt him, Habib, telling him, oh, mon cher Hölderlin gave me an atlal, une pause de courte durée, with an itinerary of precise annotations, je l'ai suivi. And that's when I come in pour ajouter mes 5 cents, or rather 400-somethings up or of the air. It is our man Mansour al-Halash wrote a poem, number 40 of his Mu'hatta'at, with a meme rhyme and a wafer meter, traces the word Tawhid through enigmas. Quote, three letters without diacritical signs, two with signs, and this is the whole speech. The first points to those who find it, and the other serves for everyone to say yes. End of quote. Now, apocryphal Tarafa chimes in. As to the other letters, it is the mystery of night, no longer a matter of traveling or stopping. Et on rajoute en récitant l'atlal de Samuel Akkad en anglais, and adds by reciting the atlal of his Samuel Akkad in English. That's my translation. Koalas abandoned campsite, an old tattoo's fading glow on the schist slopes of Thamad Mountain. We are stopped by and in Le Bar du Soir. Unstop are the bottles and travel on. I keep talking, so what's new, saying, but the only wafer meter I found today is a flow measure, commercially, the wafer-style liquid flow meter that shows the curlicues. And Tangour éclate de rire and mumbles into his glass, handicap du code, des noms insolites, the code's handicap. We are but lemurs, échappés des nuits dans le vacarme, the thirst, the thirst. As I chime in or out, remember my two friends in tea, what Sheikh al-Dabar says about the ta, that it corresponds to the perfection of the apparent senses being a part of the Adamic state. Et uni par un profond désir, united by a deep desire to stay nomadic here in this life and there in these languages, nous arpentons les alphabets, we climb up the alphabets. No one bets on alpha. The beginning is anything, a ruin, an atlal. I keep talking. Anything that starts is already a ruin, an atlas, no, an atlal, whatever. And that is the poet's way. Mais mes amis, but my friends, crack up laughing, car incapable de prononcer, incapable of pronouncing their language correctly, and made heavy by drink, my tongue adds another ta to atlal, turning it into atlal. I laugh also, adding, we are now on that other continent, the one I reached, airing both meanings, work in language and geography, where atlal is a word in Nahuatl, meaning throwing stick for dart or spear, helps the arm obtain a thrust of greater velocity. And now Habib says club and says, oh, a cousin of the kalam, accelerates la vitesse de la main, the speed of the hand. Je sens le poème qui perce. But it's getting late, and some of us vacillate, though Tarafa's arms hold us up, the one around Tongue's shoulders, the other around mine, as he concludes. Ta is neither here nor there. Ta stands for what's complete. Remember Omar Khayyam, who wrote under the last poem of the Rubaiyat, Tamam Shud, it's over, it's done. Das ist alles, genug. Et nous on conclut, and we conclude. I say, Tata, and Habib, Khalas. And one more from that alphabet that is done. That was, in fact, one of the very first ones in that sequence I wrote. poem in noon, sort of poem on the N, noon in Arabic. Noon already, yet dew persists in a letter, framer of enlightenment, a vocalization of Arabic and a discussion, no, an excerpt from a letter, the other kind, or is it, in which Khita, again to open her name, meditates on that most redolently, redundantly of poetic objects, the dewdrop, rosé, dew, nda, where our R French rolls and roils into the dark of a round wonder, a drop in a bucket, to re-emerge, hissing wet, somewhat sheepish, but not ain, so difficult to pronounce for northern claritas. Rosé, rosé, you want to go on. Med, brel, sheep, brain. Rosé, rosace, rosar, rosarum. And elsewhere we'll have gobbled the drop by noon, whereas dew dances on that soft initial D, even if one suspect a long-gone missing Hamza, that moment of separation of drop and ether, air, the caught breath of transformation, air into water, a condensation, a poem in itself. We live on such false etymologies, on the real joy of sounding. It brings on what unravels in a word, lip form, throat instructed, scraping or not the roof of its tent, and way back of it, too high up to get that close or simply get it, the brain, amazed that shaped air makes sense, indifference. Shut your brain port, as if, for a moment, open your mouth, be wet, sweet breath. Be dew, be dew, be the Bedouin letter, be noon, dew, between lips, be silk, be between the letter and the brain, the letter and the letter, be the Hamza, both cuts and links, be Barzakh, be peninsula, be isthmus, be the moment between. Breathe, ride the breath. Ride the separation between letter and letter, the air bridge. Be there and listen. Rosé, dew, a dew rose, triangulation with soft, sweet nda. Pop over the bent back of the initial, both hands gently on that back to gain air, becomes the slight explosion of D, nda, into that most initial and red of vowels. Arnica, all healer, end of Nada, but I err. The alphabet was wrong. The Arabic noon, shaped mirror reversal over the horizon in its language. The letter, a little trough, a gentle curved cup, and the dew drop, and the dew, the drop, maybe is but the dot hangs over it, thus. So that was the Alif Ba, and I think I have five or 6 minutes left, right? So from the latest book, Interglacial Narrows, that came out 2 years ago from Contra Mundum Press here in Brooklyn, a couple poems from the final sequence in here, which is also a limited sequence. And it's called Up to and Including the Virus, Diuretics 2021. So it's kind of the diary notes and poem, little poems that came out of our dealing with that virus. One 2020. The numbers add up and bring it to us, minus or plus the world. There's no more hiding. Night has fallen. Take my hand. Time to get going. The numbers have been crunched and they haven't run out as yet. 114 in the Think Cafe, which is a funny name for a cafe on the Bowery, the Think Cafe. With nothing to think about except for wondering, how do you think? What is the process from outside in or from inside out? Or is it what happens in between, like everything else, where outside and inside meet, or if all goes to the well, at least confuse themselves? 126, misheard on radio. Some ad seems to claim that dying is a global culinary experience. 130, it is still night. The words as yet as few as there are lights on the opposite shore. All shores are opposite, but opposite what? My eyes? No, they have to be in my eyes for me to see. They are opposite the night and touch. The lights are the night. 131. The great dying of the birds puts cheap gas into our cars and a feather on the hat of this and that industry, celebrating its adage, a dollar is worth more than a life, any life. Note to self on 11th February. Cell sense, Nicole. Cell self, me. The body politic of the community of one's cells, a place of reflection. The cell and its relation to sugar. N's contention that it, the cell, will go for the easiest high and loves sugar, and by mimesis, my word here, we, that organized bag of cells, do the same, i.e. life's like that, or that's life, goes for the quick fix. And the birds love the fermented berries, getting loaded, a treat for them too. I jump some, a few more minutes here. Monday, February 24th, 6:30 a.m., Eastern Standard Time on New York, Abu Dhabi flight. 5 hours sleep, wow. Long ago, in dream, we crossed the Charlie Gibbs fracture zone, the transform fault, displaces the mid-Atlantic ridge. But now, a week ahead as on the map, we have just crossed the Tigris, and the language, rightly so, veers to Arabic again and again, no matter how often or hard I hit the English button, but refreshes too quickly for my rusty decipherment of that Alif Ba to give me the info I want. The plane now halfway over Basra, halfway over the Gulf, history old and new rushes in. 229, leap year day. Spend leaping continents on Etihad Airways flight from Abu Dhabi to New York City. After strange yet happy days at the Abu Dhabi St. Regis, celebrating friend Adonis's 90th with a flourish in grand finale. And now double leap, doubled over in laughter as the in-flight movie, a French comedy called Donne-moi des ailes, Give Me Wings, which I wind up folding in to sleep myself across the Charlie Gibbs fracture zone. That transform fault folds me back in and gets me home. 1-7, Houston, Rice University. Last day of Ceylon week clos, 11 of us in one room, no spectators, no listeners, still a pleasure to listen to those present. I rehearse my half century with Ceylon's work, reading, thinking, translating. Go back to the opening poem of Breastern. You may confidently regale me with snow, as often as I strode through summer, shoulder to shoulder with the mulberry tree, its youngest leaf shrieked. That's followed by an explanation of little changes I made in that poem over time. So let me finish here with the note on 3:11 and just a bit outside. A shelter is not necessarily an island, as title for something cogent right now comes to mind and brings to mind Eric Mottram's 1971 book title, Shelter Island and the Remaining World. So now is shelter the opposite of the remaining world? When the remaining world is helter-skelter, late 16th century adverb, a rhyming jingle of unknown origin, perhaps symbolic of running feet, or from Middle English, skelter, hasten, or not. No, shelter is island. Island is always plural, is always already part of some multiplicity, an archipelago, a series of sound groups, a local thrush, chickadees at their red plastic spinning bins, active for dark brown striped white sunflower seeds, gulls, white crab and cree, low over wrinkling shore plains. That's from Eric's Shelter Island. /319, New York outbreak getting worse. Still a fair amount of people out there in our parks and jogging around the narrows. Things look semi-normal, but I feel odd. I know my dreams are unreal, but they are my dreams. /431, all morning into early afternoon, preoccupied with the dead person found under the pine tree in the Narrows Botanical Garden, right across the street under my window. Here, young guy in our building found a corpse. We had been wondering as we saw police huddle, delimiting the area with yellow tape, if it was a vagrant, possibly sick with COVID-19, an overdose or what else. I did think for a brief moment that it could be a suicide. Later, a black New York City van stopped, left again, returned. The coroner, no doubt, the body covered by a white sheet or body bag was all the more visible for hours. Young man who found him confirmed, talking to Nicole window to sidewalk, that it was a suicide, most likely. Middle-aged, white male, not a vagrant, well-dressed, strange manner of death, i.e. hanging himself from a very low branch, body prone on ground. Possible murder, execution, can't find anything yet in the local news. Nicole lit a candle as we wished him good travels through the Balzac. Oh, let me just close. Time's up. Next day, birds courting in the tree in which yesterday a man hanged himself. Thank you. I didn't want to end on such a sad note, but that's where the time ran out.